Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Dental Practice Heroes podcast. Now, we all know that our teams need to feel appreciated, right? But have you ever found that sometimes it's really hard to express that appreciation? I know. Now, imagine how amazingly a team that feels appreciated can perform, knowing that everything that they do is appreciated by the boss and that everything they do matters and is making a difference. That is what we'll be talking about today, how to show your team the appreciation they deserve so that you can enjoy the benefits that it brings to your culture. You are listening to the Dental Practice Heroes podcast, where we create dental practices that are ran and driven by the team, affording us the freedom to practice less, stress less, and make more money. Hi, I'm Paul Etchison, author of two books on dental practice management, dental coach, and owner of a $6 million group practice in the south suburbs of Chicago. I want to teach you how to create a team-driven practice and achieve early financial freedom so you can have more time to do whatever it is that you love. Let's get started. Let's talk about the first prerequisite to appreciation. That is respect. Now, no one on your team will feel appreciated if you do not first respect them. Where I see this most is when people lead from this position of authority. They run their offices from that because I said so type of attitude, from that mentality, and they come into their practices with this ego that comes from like, I went to a lot of school. I'm important. I'm the most important person here. And then it shows up and comes off in the way that they speak to their team. Now, we were all taught to manage that way by the managers that we had growing up. And this is what we see on television. This is what we see in the culture. We all think part of being the boss is bossing people around and telling them what to do because we're coming from a position of authority. And it is the absolute worst way to manage. Our employees, they don't really owe us anything. And honestly, we're not as important as we might think we are. So sometimes we need a reality check as the owner. Now, if this has some sort of resemblance of truth to the way that you've been managing, I can assure you it's time for change. We can't expect our team to feel good about their jobs and us as leaders if they don't feel like we first respect them. Now, I've seen this in so many of my clients. I've seen it in doctors working at my practice. And embarrassingly enough, I have seen it in myself. And I remember working with my assistant, Jacqueline, who's now my clinical manager. She's still my assistant, but she's been promoted to clinical manager. She runs pretty much everything at the practice right now. And I was really struggling with this extraction. I'm sweating my ass off. I'm behind like 40 minutes. I'm stressed out. I'm elevating the same root tip over and over again. It's not doing anything. I can't see. There's blood everywhere. And I asked her to get me a periosteal elevator, which she gave me this look and then she left the room. Now, I'm waiting forever and I'm starting to get a little pissed off. And finally, she comes back into the room with a different elevator and she goes, "Is this it?" And I had all this frustration that bubbles up. I don't respond. I just take off my gloves and I walk into the hallway and she follows me. She goes, "Was that not it?" And I whispered in her ear, "You've been working here for over a year now and you don't know what a fucking periosteal elevator is." And then I walked away from her and I went and got it myself. Now, how do you think that went, right? Do you think that was a positive interaction? Do you think Jacqueline looks back on that with those loving, tender words I just gave her? No, dude, that was horrible. And when I think about it, I mean, I was frustrated and I was taking it out on her. But like, what was the goal of expressing that? Like, why would you communicate that way to somebody? And I think it comes from a place of being frustrated, but I think it's to hurt somebody. That I was really trying to just belittle her and make her feel bad when I was kind of losing control because I more or less just didn't have the best extraction technique back then. That's what I think it was. I mean, I was the one to blame. But I said something really mean to her and we eventually got the tooth out and I apologized very humbly and begged for her forgiveness because I felt horrible about it and it was very out of character for me. But she forgave me and we're still together and this will always go down in the books as the time I made Jacqueline cry, and we will always remember it. But we can learn from it, and we can be better. So this is a pretty extreme example, but so many times we ask our team to do things with the assumption that they must do it because we're the boss. And often we don't even ask please or say thank you. We just say, hey, I need you to do this, and we expect them to do it. So if you want your team to feel appreciated, start with respect, mutual respect. And if you haven't been the best about it, it's probably time for you to confess that to your team and apologize and just vow to do better. Say, hey, I haven't been the best about this. I feel really horrible about it. I want to be better. I will be better. You have my word. Please forgive me. Start there if you haven't been the best about it, and start catching yourself when you do that, and start paying attention to the speech when you're asking your team to do things for you, because like I said, they don't owe us anything. They are at a job that brings them fulfillment. And if you want to kill that job and you want to make them hate that job, be a jerk. That's a really easy way to do it. Are you tired of having to follow up on your marketing company, wondering if they are even doing anything? Do you ever feel ashamed that your practice isn't as busy as it could be? Worry no more, friend. Relevance Online Marketing has exactly what you need. Prepare to rest easy each night knowing that someone is working for you and your practice, checking performance and optimizing every single area of your online marketing force. In one all-inclusive package, Relevance provides website development, maintenance and management, website hosting, landing page design and optimization for ads, social media management, Google ads, Facebook ads, creative design, unlimited website edits, updates, and revisions, search engine optimization, real-time review widget, Google My Business optimization, also a full call tracking and lead management dashboard. Most of all, Relevance offers a 100% money-back guarantee that you will see results. I'm Paul Etchison, and I've been with the people from Relevance for 5 years, and I've never been happier. Go to RelevanceOnlineMarketing.com to set up a free consultation. Mention the Dental Practice Heroes podcast, and you'll get your first month free. There are no long-term contracts. You can cancel anytime. Go to RelevanceOnlineMarketing.com. All right, the next thing that we need to do is we need to come from a place of equal with our team. This is what I mean by that. We need to stop saying good job to our team. Now, I know you're thinking like, what? Why? We should be saying good job. We should be encouraging our team, right? I want you to think about it this way. Good job implies status. Good job only comes from somebody above giving a compliment to somebody below. Think about your spouse, all right? You're equals, correct? Like you consider yourself equals. There's nobody above the other. If your spouse did something really great for you and you wanted them to know that you appreciated them, would you be like, good job, babe. Hey, good job driving the kids around this week. Hey, good job with dinner. Oh, man, that was good. Hey, good job loving me last night. That was some good loving you did last night. It just sounds silly to say that to our spouse. I mean, we need to show gratitude. We need to express appreciation. We need to say thank you. There's no status in thank you. There's no status in gratitude. You are equals. But when we say good job, there's a status, there's a hierarchy. So instead of saying good job to your team, I want you to say thank you. I want you to say it when you leave every night or every day at the end of the day. I want you to say it and be specific about certain things that you're thankful for. I want you to write it in cards to your team, give them thank you cards, just thank them. Stop saying good job and thank them, because that comes from a place of equal, and that's what we want. We want to build on that mutual respect. So if this doesn't sound like it's you, it's not you to be thankful, it's not you to show gratitude, it's time to get out of your comfort zone and start, because you need to do this. You have to if you want a highly functioning practice, because you need the team on your side and you need to build that culture. And that starts with appreciation and respect. So the last way to appreciate your team is to thank them publicly. And I'll give you some examples of how we do it at our office. Number one, we have a Slack page. So this is our communication page. And on that Slack page, it has channels. And one of our channels is recognition. And I have found that I get an email every time a patient leaves a 5-star review. And it's great. I get to read it. It goes to my email and I read it when it comes in. Our team doesn't often see these. So if we want our team to feel appreciated by the patients as well as us, we need to have some method where we can post these as a team and everyone can be like, yeah, nice job, guys. We did it. We're all high-fiving each other. Like, I know I just said nice job. Like, we're not supposed to say that, but you get what I mean. So you can post it somewhere, and we post it on our Slack page. And I always say thank you to the person if they're mentioned by name. I love doing that. Now, we get a lot of reviews. I don't post all of them, but I post the ones that say things that I think are special. And we do get a lot of those. The other thing we do is we have appreciation tokens. So every single month, every team member gets 3 of these. And their instructions are to give them to somebody else when you appreciate something they did for you and be specific about what you're thanking them for at that moment. And then at the team meeting at the end of the month, everybody will take their tokens and they exchange them for tickets. And then their tickets go into a bowl and we pull them out for prizes and such. So whoever gets the most appreciation has the better chances of winning. And if you don't get pulled, your tickets do stay in there for a certain amount of time. And then we just erase them all and we start over, because otherwise there just gets too many tickets in there. But this is a nice way for people to thank each other for the little things that they do. And it's a great way to show appreciation for your team, to publicly thank them, and just to create this thank you culture at your office. Now, lastly, you've heard me talk so many times about one-on-one meetings and the importance of one-on-one meetings. It is such a great opportunity to find out what's going on in your practice, but it's an even better opportunity for you to look somebody in the eye and thank them and express gratitude for what they do at the practice. You can be specific. You say, hey, I thank you so much for all you do. I hear the way that you talk to patients. It's so great. I appreciate having you and knowing that you're on this team and representing this brand. It just means so much to me. I just want to thank you for all that you're doing. So just saying things like that will make a big difference in how they feel about you as a leader, as well as their job and their fulfillment. So now you can also buy your team lunch. You could take them places, but I assure you nothing else will bring you more bang for your buck or will make them feel more appreciated than doing the things I just spoke about. Sure, buying lunch and taking them places is nice, but it's those little things that come from a position of caring and mutual respect that builds that value, that team member feels valued, and then they trust you. They trust that you're not going to hurt them. They trust that you're going to respect them and you're not going to piss them off and you're not going to treat them badly. So start with respect and thank your team for what they do instead of saying good job. And then create some opportunities like the recognition page, the appreciation token system, or utilizing one-on-ones to create a space where you can thank them personally for all the wonderful things that they do at the practice. So if you like this content, would you please write a review for the podcast and share it with a friend? I very much appreciate it. Special thanks to Spentist, who recently wrote a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Thank you, Spentist, and thank you all for listening. Until next time. Were you one of the lucky dentists that got a tax surprise this year? Nothing like thinking that you have more money only to get that wiped away by a tax return. Or are you wondering why you are driving blind all year long, not knowing what your expenses are, what they should be, or how they compare to other dentists just like you? Enter Bull Moose Financial, a full-service accounting firm to handle your payroll, bookkeeping, tax compliance, tax returns and filings, as well as tax planning. And by tax planning, I mean knowing what you're going to owe well before the year is even over. I'm Paul Etchison, and I endorse working with Bull Moose. They were my CPA for many years, and if you want a responsive dental-specific CPA that will free you up from the burden of bookkeeping, payroll, and be attentive to your special needs as a dental practice owner, go to bullmoosefinancial.com. That's Bull, B-U-L-L, moosefinancial.com. Mention the Dental Practice Heroes podcast, and they will waive your $2,000 onboarding fee. So sign yourself up, and rest assured you know your CPA is doing all they can do to help and support your dental practice.